Good morning. Welcome back to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. Sarah Killian joins us this morning, communications specialist with the City of Hickory. He's going to help us get hip to Hickory. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you, Hal.
Nice to see you. And I look out the window, the front window of the station, and I was telling you that this weekend traffic was shut down to work
yes.
on this wonderful piece of art that's going, I think it's wonderful, a piece of art that's going up in downtown Hickory. And I asked my boss, I said, I'm going to pop out for just a minute and go downtown and look at this. He goes, well, look out our front window. And I think it's great. You told me it's not even done yet. We're talking
that's
about
right.
a big piece of it's kind of a centerpiece, if you will, for that, the
city
walk. Is that what it's just kind of being called, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So that is the big news this morning that I did want to talk about.
Sorry.
That's perfect. Because, again, if you've driven down 127, you may have noticed that there is something new out there. So this week, past weekend, the first arch was set for the iconic City Walk pedestrian bridge that goes across 127. So this is the inner arch, and there will be outer arches that are installed in the next couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah. So
we're not done.
That's right. So it's going to be even more impressive once those outer arches get added. So we're tentatively looking at the weekend of April 10th for that installation.
Okay.
But as with everything with construction, especially setting these large pieces, it is weather dependent. But we'll be sure to let everybody know when that's going to happen via press release, social media. You can stay tuned for that. So, yeah, big exciting news is and a big milestone for the City Walk project is to see those arches or that first arch go up across the pedestrian bridge at 127. Like you mentioned, this is going to be the structure we really see as a centerpiece for the City Walk.
Well, just repeating what you had said.
Yeah,
right?
if you look back at the renderings, I mean, that's something that really looked cool for our city, and we hope that it becomes a recognizable landmark, that when people see it, they instantly know, like, hey, that's the City of Hickory. They have some cool things going on there.
Right.
We should check that out. And I posted some pictures. If you haven't had a chance to drive down 127 and see it, I did post some pictures on our social media channels. You can go out there to our Facebook or our Instagram and kind of see what that project is looking like. But again, just drive down 127, you can get a good look as well. But it's not done. And I will say that I've had some people asking some questions about what is it made of. So just wanted to give a little bit of information about that.
Yeah,
what's
it made of?
It's actually made of Douglas fir treated glulam beams. So they'll span.
So it's wood?
Yeah, it is wood.
Okay.
Yeah,
all so that other stuff, all those fancy things.
Like fancy words, it's wood.
It's wood. There you go. It's a wooden structure, okay?
That's right. So it spans about 178 feet across 127.
Really?
And it rises about 60 feet above the actual city walk path.
So looks taller than that.
Pretty impressive, massive, very unique structure designed specifically for this project. So real excited about that. And, of course, like I mentioned, construction will continue on that project and that piece of the city walk, as well as other pieces of the city walk. So we still have some trail infrastructure to put in between the iconic bridge and the roundabout. And, of course, we're continuing to work on the roundabout as well. That's right here to give you a frame of reference, right on Main Avenue, just across the railroad tracks from WHKY Studios.
I think that's the way we should reference it from now on.
You know where WHKY is?
Right across from
the street.
Look for the big antenna made of metal.
That's right.
So that's one of the things I was wondering, because I was thinking if it's metal, if it's a metallic structure, it's a lightning rod. But wood, maybe not, because if you got wood over here and our tower over here and we get lightning in the area, it's going to go for the tower.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful structure. So
it really
is.
I think
people
it
are really going to be happy and impressed with it when it's all complete. But just to talk a little bit about the roundabout a little bit more, you know, we mentioned, I guess, a couple of weeks ago that we were implementing a new traffic pattern for that as they continue construction of the roundabout. So just note that if you are traveling up the hill from 127 along 2nd Avenue Northeast, you'll see that we have shifted that traffic pattern. So basically, we have to move the traffic from the old existing pavement over to the fresh new pavement for the roundabout. So you kind of get to experience half of the roundabout, as you will, kind of as you go through the construction area for that. So this gives, our contractors the space that they need to continue working on the other side and do some paving work and construction work over there, and people can still navigate through that area. You know, just wanted to remind everyone to just slow down, be cautious as you go through there. They have great signage up. Just follow the signs. It's real easy. Just up the hill and around, and you can continue on.
If I may, I'm just going to interject slowly. Go slowly through the area.
That's
You're not familiar with it. I went by there the other day. You could see some nice tire marks on the where people have not slowed down. And I think that they're maybe, enamored by or attracted to the new traffic pattern and not really paying attention. Slow down, pay attention, and stay off the new
yes.
concrete or whatever that is. So you'll have no problem at all. But slow down during that until you get used to it.
That's right. That's right. So just slow down. Take your time going through there. It is beautiful with the new landscaping that they've started to put in.
Nice
that. That's
too.
looking really good. But yeah, just wanted to again remind people about that as we continue construction with the City Walk. And if you want any additional information about the City Walk project, or you want to see some other pictures, and we have some new videos for some of the projects as well, we have updates on our craftinghickory.com website. You can go straight there, and if you're looking for bond information, you can click on Crafting the Future. And of course, you can always go straight to hickorync.gov, and right on the homepage, click on bond information. It'll take you straight to that area of the website as well, that you can check out all that information.
And if I may, just real quick, I'm going to interject again. I promise I'm going to be quiet. This is something that was voted on by the voters in Hickory.
That's right.
This is not the normal procedure that a city is investing. This was separate and apart from also other grants. It wasn't the Tiger grant. That one kind of went to this, but there was other grants that came in. So this is money that is separate and apart from what happens in our normal garbage collection, keeping the streets, the potholes,
all the
other things that are functions as a city. I know maybe you can't bring that up, but I certainly can. This is something that was voted on by the citizens of Hickory. This is separate and apart. So when people say, well, I got a pothole in front of my house, and you're putting up this, those are separate and different things, because this is voted on, and a bond issuance is being used to pay for what we're seeing with the City Walk project. So
that is right, and I'm glad that you didn't mention that, because people do have questions. That is a separate budget, and these funds, again, like you mentioned, were put on a bond referendum. The Hickory citizens voted in favor of that in 2014 to approve that $40 million bond referendum, and that money has to go towards the specific projects that were outlined initially. So it's great that we're doing all these things, and like you mentioned, we have been able to leverage that bond referendum, that bond money, to secure additional federal and state grants, like the Build Grant was one of those
build
pieces
grant.
To really
the Tiger, went from the Tiger to the Build.
It switched names, yeah.
Right.
To really expand upon what we were doing. Because again, when you go back to the root of why we started with the bond program, we knew that we needed to revitalize our city, and we needed to drive economic investment. And again, we've gone out and looked at different communities that have done this and been successful. And they do invest in these type of projects that, you know, promote quality of life and that attract industry, like with our Trivium Corporate Center. So we've seen this be successful in other communities, and we can already see some of the fruits of that labor right here in our own community with some of the great developments that we've had come up right along that Hickory Trail path. So
and
I think
if
it's going to be
people will
great.
Remember, this was voted on by the citizens of Hickory. This was not that something was implemented. This was actually, it was put out there for the city to say yes or no, we're going to do this or not. And so that's I want people to remember that as we go through and enjoy these wonderful works of art. This, I think, a great trail system. I'm getting used to calling it that. And all the things that are going on with the City Walk project. So congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks really, really good.
Glad you brought up that point. Yeah, again, it's just to drive economic development. We want to be able to continue to attract businesses here, to create jobs, and to grow our population base and increase our tax base. So we can continue providing the great services that we have, you know, continued to do throughout the pandemic and on a daily basis. You know, we talk a lot about the bond program and everything that's going on with that, but the regular business of the city also continues with all the great services that we provide. So this is a perfect segue, and I wanted to talk a little bit this morning also about our sanitation division.
Okay.
And just give some updates and tips for our citizens out there when it comes to their garbage and recycling.
Okay.
So the City of Hickory operates a full-service sanitation division. That's for all waste generators, both commercial and residential, within the city limits. So like I mentioned, this division manages our routine garbage pickup and recycling, in addition to some other waste removal services. And this morning, I really just wanted to reiterate the importance of following the posted guidance that we have available out on our website. You can go to our sanitation page. That's just www.hickorync.gov/sanitation. And you can find some helpful tips there for people, because we want to make sure that everybody's getting the absolute best residential collection service that they can, and we want to avoid any unnecessary delays and certainly any possible fees that may apply if you're not following the correct procedures. So take a minute, go out to that sanitation page. Maybe if you have some questions, check out the tips that are listed there. Again, it's very important that you follow those when you're placing items and debris to the curb for pickup. And we don't want to have any issues. You don't want your service to be delayed to your area, and you don't want any additional fees to apply. So follow those procedures. Again, you can check that out, and also tune into our social media pages. I'll be posting some tips there as well as we go forward.
Very good. pay attention to those. And one thing I did neglect to say about the new centerpiece, for the, it looks cool.
It does.
It does look cool. More First Talk on the way right now. I want to thank you very much, Sarah Killian.
Thank you.
Communications specialist with your City of Hickory. Helped us this morning. Get hip to Hickory. More First Talk right after this.